This is Passport to Texas. In Galveston Bay, some volunteers are gardening oysters, but they're not looking to eat their produce.
Rinse a little bit of the muck off.
Parks and Wildlife biologist Bill Rodney pulls up one of the mesh bags that hang off some of the private piers in San Leon. The pier owners filled these bags with oyster shells and put them in the water at the beginning of the summer. Now they're teeming with crabs, shrimp, small fish, and baby oysters. Rodney says none of these little critters will be staying in the bags.
Probably in the late fall, we'll pull up all these bags and then we'll take them out to the reefs that we built and put them out there to give the communities on those reefs a little jump start.
It's like seeding the reef. These reefs aren't far from shore or the avid anglers of San Leon.
It's a big fishing community. Their motto is they are a drinking community with a fishing problem. These reefs will create structure that will attract fish, so by them having these reefs close to their pier, they don't have to go out so far to find fish. And hopefully, you know, it'll improve the recreational fishing around here.
Volunteers can't eat the oysters they grow because the water close to shore doesn't meet water quality standards. But these oysters will help repopulate reefs in the rest of the bay. That's our show. We had research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.